Now, let me tell you what I didn't share in that scripture. It says, now is the time that judgment must begin at the house of God. I was looking at the concordance before when you all were coming here. And this is what, if there are two kinds of time. One is the normal time, the chronos time, the regular time, like you look at that watch to say, you know, 10 o'clock, this 24 hours of the day and weeks and months and years, the normal regular time. But the other time is what I shared this morning, God's set time, God's appointed time that God uses to reset generations, reset the church back to his purpose. What Peter was saying there prophetically, he says, now is the time. Go check that thing whenever you get out here. That time there, click it. The word for that time is not the regular time. It's called Kairos. It says, now is the time that judgment. So there's an appointed time set for God to begin to refine the church, to begin to release the fire, to create a refining process. The experience I had here shows me we are in that time. This is a Kairos moment. This is a spiritual moment. The fire of Pentecost came when the church was being established and the glory like the days of Solomon came. But because the church has backslidden, the fire of God is starting again, but it has to start with the spirit of repentance and brokenness, and the fire of God will do it. And then the glory will come after that. Now, what God sometimes will withhold from you, and as you begin to step into it, you see, you go from glory to glory. I don't know what will begin to happen with the process from here and how the glory of God will reveal, but I know that the next, that's why it's good to follow, walk by faith. Walk by faith. From here going forward, I don't know how long it will take, but the same thing that will start happening to the church, the body of Christ. I want you to, you don't have to be looking at the news and checking. You might hear people talk about it. But God is about to visit his temple, the churches of God. God is going to visit. He's going to visit. He's going to begin to set, this fire will begin to set apart a people that are prepared for the Lord. He'll begin to separate them. He'll begin to unite hearts and vessels that are called by God and known by God and set apart for such a time as this. And those who wants to be lukewarm, he will put them in the lukewarm places. And then start visiting those people as those fiery people with his glory. It says the assemblies of those that are purged will start inhabiting the glory of God. Isaiah 4. Now, as God begins to do this, he wants the same fire is ready to confront the world. God is going to confront America himself. God is going to confront the nations. He's going to use the church, but there are certain things that he will not, you know, he's going to use the people he's raising now, but there are certain confrontations that will come in form of pestilence and disasters and devastation. There are things God wants to do in this nation. Let everybody excuse it for whatever they will say, but